Hey, what's up, everybody? I've got another free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that went on just the other day. Another really, really fun time. We do the show with a live audience on Zoom. It always drives me crazy when people say, there's something good that came out of the pandemic. You know, here we have millions dead and people are talking about, yeah, there's some real benefits to this pandemic. One of them, though, is, seriously, is Zoom. I didn't even know what that fucking was before the pandemic. Now it's like instrumental in the execution of the world. So, okay, it actually is a good thing that came out of the pandemic. There, I said it. Well, anyway, I completely digress. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happens each and every week on my Patreon. One of the many things that I post up there for you that you get with your $5 or $10 monthly donation that you sign up for at patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's all very fun, I think. I hope you like it. I suggest, in case you don't, to just try it for 1 month. It's very easy to cancel it if you don't like it. And then you just say, I tried, Zane. Nah, I'm just not buying it. The free podcast is good enough for me. And that's fine. I don't care. But I am trying to zap every dollar you have from your pocket. The Patreon is not supported by sponsors. It is supported by audience contribution only. With no audience contribution, the Patreon does not happen. So thank you so much if you've contributed in the past. I appreciate that. Or if you're even thinking about doing it now or you're currently doing it, thank you. I'll also give you the chance to sign up for one full year and I'll knock 10% off the cost. So just try it for 1 month. This is a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast that went on just the other night. Check it out. And it's just part of the programming on my Patreon. Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Here you go.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
You want to play Bet on Ben?
Yes, let's do it.
Mariah, you have to unmute. Uh-oh. Here. You get a chance to play our game. And since you're a broke college student and your mother is always bitching about loans, it's time for you to earn some money here. And then,
oh boy.
It's only $50. It's not really a big deal. But okay, now how this game works is I ask Ben a trivia question. And then before he gives his answer, you say whether you think he's going to get it right or wrong.
Oh.
Now, if you say he's going to get it right and then he gets it right, well, then you win $1. And then if his answer is, so if his answer matches up with what you bet, then you cash in and the money doubles all the way up to $50. So here we go. This is a question for Ben. Let me put on my old man glasses. What can you swim with at Orlando's SeaWorld Discovery Cove for an extra $110? Mariah, are you going to bet on or against Ben? I'll read the question again. What can you swim with at Orlando's SeaWorld Discovery Cove for an extra $110?
I'm going to bet against.
Ben, she thinks you're going to get it wrong. So here you go. I ask you, what can you swim with at Orlando's SeaWorld Discovery Cove for an extra $110? You get it wrong. Mariah has $1.
My initial thought was swimming with, I thought it was going to be, since it's SeaWorld, orcas, but it's so stupid because they could kill you. I'm going to say dolphins, Eric.
Mariah, it's been nice playing with you. Oh, I'm so sorry, Mariah. That's it.
That's okay. I'm not good at trivia. Nope. I only go for the beer. Nope.
All right. All right, miss.
Dog, Mariah.
Wait. What?
Show them Nala.
Oh, a dog? You have a pooch?
And we got the cat.
Oh, wow. Nice. Nice.
She's got two dogs, a cat, and a ferret.
Hey, thanks for the roll call.
Oh, I was looking for, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, okay.
Fair it is. The other animals are okay.
Hey, all right. Tracy Wells gets to play. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, you do. All right. Are you
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Reduce your volume to something under ear pain. Tracy, here we go. Ben, what kids television show host was surprised when car thieves returned his car with a note reading, "We didn't know it was yours"? Question again. What kids TV show host was surprised when car thieves returned his car with a note that said, "We didn't know it was yours"? Tracy, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Against.
Good call.
She's going against you, Ben. So if you get this wrong, Tracy will get $1. What kids TV show host was surprised when car thieves returned his Oldsmobile or car with a note reading, "We didn't know it was yours"?
Mark Summers.
That's your guess?
Yes.
Somebody show me Mark Summers. Sorry.
Double dare.
Correct.
What?
We were looking for Mr. Rogers.
You're right.
Ah!
Wait
a minute. Tracy, I forget. Did you go against Ben or for Ben?
Against.
Okay, you have $1. We're going for two.
Mr. Rogers, what a terrible show.
Oh, I hated that show. And you know what?
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you something, and I've touched on this before. He duped America. Okay? You know how many kids' assholes he licked?
Oh,
there's
God.
There's no doubt in my mind he's a stone-cold rapist. I'm no, sorry.
Stop, dude.
He's a killer. He's a killer.
No, he's not.
Remember?
He's a sick man.
No, he wasn't.
I hated that fucker from day. I remember when I was a kid, I hated that fucker because I'm sitting there watching, even at like age eight, and I'm thinking, this guy's in a fucking pedophile. There's no.
Hello. No, he wasn't.
Yeah, here's
this
my
guy
shoe.
Wants my butthole.
Taking off his shoes and his sweater.
Like a mom, remember?
Oh yeah, and then the puppets. You're right, Brandon. They were. It was disgusting. He was an actual sexual predator. Hang on a second.
His theme song was one of the creepiest theme songs ever.
You all should be ashamed. He was a good person.
Oh, you can still be a pedophile and a good person.
I'll call you in a little while, okay? Dave, did I miss a good joke?
Oh, my God, Ben.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
Kenny said you could still be a good person and a pedophile.
I did not.
You said that, Kenny, you sick fuck.
I could have been a priest.
Yeah, this guy. I have never, ever, ever, even at a young age, thought that that guy was anything more than a malicious deviant. And he did a great job covering it up. So, is he still alive?
It's like his war tattoos.
He did a good job
covering those up with his sweaters. Yeah,
yes, thank that, God he's dead.
They had that documentary about him after he died.
Oh, the world is a better place.
Eric, you seriously don't remember the bit you did on the radio about Mr. Rogers?
I do.
That was the funniest fucking bit. My mom was rolling.
I do remember that when we said he was a war hero or something like that.
Yeah.
And in Vietnam or something, we had like riders on the storm.
Yeah, he had tattoos of like what are those?
Oh no.
My mind's blank.
Marks? Tallies? Yes.
Tallies. That's it. Tally marks.
All right. I love how Ben, whenever he's searching for a word, this is my impression of Ben. So I was I mean, yeah, I was so thirsty. I got a glass of clear lake, you know, H2O. Help me. What is it? God damn it.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. Just breaks all the time.
Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right, rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God, this is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes, they walk up to the door, they punch it in, the door unlocks, in they go. And of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Tracy has the dollar. Question two. Who reportedly phoned Domino's from the White House to complain that her, quote, meat lover's special was short on the meat? Tracy, probably have that same problem with Kyler. What is this? Are you betting on or against Ben? Read it again. Who reportedly called Domino's from the White House to complain that her meat lover special was short on the meat?
I'll go against.
All right, Ben, she's going against. You need to hear that one again?
No, I'm good. Going against me is a good call because there's so many people it could be. Wait, it's a woman, right?
Yeah, okay. It sure is. Who called Domino's from the White House to complain that her meat lover special short on the meat? Tracy has the dollar. She's going against you. She could get two if you get this wrong.
The meat was going to another lady. Monica Lewinsky. The answer is Hillary Clinton.
Excuse me. Somebody show me Hillary Clinton. Sorry. Correct answer is Monica Lewinsky.
What? Come on.
What are the odds of that?
That was my original guess. I thought, like, why is she ordering pizza at the White House?
I don't know. Maybe she was hungry after sex.
Yeah.
That was a crazy time. The
I don't get why she got so much shit.
You know, out of all the Trump stuff, okay, that to me pales in comparison to the fact that she gave the president a BJ and he said, I didn't have sex with that woman technically, and tried to get thread the needle with that. And the fact that there was a big load on the dress and it became the focus. Look at, here's his jizz. the fact that that was like a real thing.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh my God, it's the president. It was used in the investigation. Yes, it's definitely his jizz reporting from the White House. My God.
God, I wish I would have been younger at that time so I would have understood what was going on.
All right, next question.
I mean, older at that time.
Kevin Kuipers.
God.
Did you know that fact about the dress?
That I just talked about, Kevin?
Yeah.
I
didn't know that.
You
so
didn't
I was
know
just
that?
Seeing if it's a young thing or what.
It must
about,
be a young
about
thing.
About jizz being on the dress?
Oh, yeah. And I think that it's still, I think it's in the Smithsonian with the jizz on it.
What about the cigar that he shoved inside?
He actually did that too.
Yeah.
He put a cigar in her hoo-ha.
Is she okay?
Oh, you see, you reckon it. Not on the Lewinsky dress.
Ruining the bit.
Come Semen. On.
You know how to use it correctly.
When was Bill Clinton in office?
Let's see, 92
to 90.
Wait, yeah, 92 to 2000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to waste my time looking for it right now. But yeah, the dress is everywhere. Like if you...
So is the semen.
So was it? Yeah. But let's see. There's the dress right there. Now, I don't think you can zoom in on the jizz. But that the actual dress that he batched and she... I think she let the tip slide out of her mouth a little. And then oh, a God. Big looper just went... all over, you know, one of those deals. And he was probably super aroused because she was like only like 20 at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like 65. I don't know.
Oh,
he might have been younger.
Extra meat.
So it was
I'll
like
give
a,
you, I'll give you extra meat.
It was like a big blaster. Just all right.
Tube steak.
All right, next question. Going for $4. What oversized driver did golf club maker Eli Callaway name after a World War I cannon? Tracy, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
What was the question again?
What oversized driver did golf club maker Eli Callaway name after a World War I cannon? Basically, name the golf club after a World War I cannon.
I'll go against.
Damn. There's no way I get this one. This one's too difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. One, I don't know history stuff. And two, I don't know golf.
Okay. What is the name of the club? A very famous name. Built a hole.
Big Bertha.
Ah!
Oh!
I love. He says, I don't know anything about golf. And then he just pulls it out of his asshole.
That was Callaway? That's yep. Weird. Nike came out with a driver with that too. I guess that was Big Bertha, but fuck you, Ben.
Holy fuck. Oh, right.
I don't know how the hell that came to my head, but
good job. Good job. No Saul today, apparently. That's a bummer.
No jokes either.
You don't write any damn jokes?
I think I have one joke, and it's not even worth reading. Please don't read it.
No, we're reading it. I like how on your Twitter description it says, I tell jokes on stage, co-host of the podcast, Balls Out with Ben Glaze and Brett Hayes, loser Ben.
I still have that.
Thing. Yeah, that's gone now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, hey, anything weird going on that show? You're still listening?
Oh, I reached out to them to congratulate Greg and Steve on their new boys and their family. And
wait a minute, hold
Greg
on.
Liked it.
Greg and Steve had a baby.
Well, no, Greg has three new boys in his family because he just proposed.
Yeah. Well, that's you should have said, hey, I hear you're going to kill your family because that's what's going to happen with six boys all of a sudden. Oh, my God. So you did that. Okay. So that you were sucking up to Greg. All right. Got it.
Yeah. Got a thumbs up or just he liked the response or the message. And Steve was a no show.
Wait, so what'd you do to Steve? You sent him like an email or a text?
It was a text. It was like a group text, like to the two of them.
Oh, and what does Steve need congratulations for?
Because he just had a baby boy.
He just had a baby boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I'm out of the loop, man.
So I think Steve's the one that hates me.
How come again? Is it because you stole all the drops?
Yes.
That's great.
Exactly why.
Well, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's not a get over it type of guy.
Probably not.
And that's how we end it with Ben once again trying to kiss ass to my old radio show. Good God, dude. Anyway. Patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want the full show and all of my content on Patreon. Have yourselves a good one, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.